Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. So we see how Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" The Greek language, as it was written, reveals us a lot of interesting points there. Because when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" he used the special word, agape, that describes very, I would say, the highest kind of love we can love others, how we can love God. Very self-sacrificial, self-giving, giving my life totally to other person. This is the kind of love Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" But what happens is that Peter doesn't use that same word in response to Jesus, "Lord, you know I love you." He used the word philia, which describes another kind of love, friendship, something not saying that it worse than agape, just different kind of love, not so sophisticated, maybe less self-giving, love that cannot assure to give everything I can for other person. So Jesus settles with Peter about this love. He asks him first, "Do you love me?" This perfect love. "Would you give your life for me?" And Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you, but only as a friend. I cannot promise you nothing else." Because he had in mind the experience that he just betrayed Jesus a few days earlier. And Jesus asked him again, "Peter, do you love me with this perfect love that you will give your life for me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you, but not as much. I can love you as a friend. I know now how much I can offer you. This is what I can give you. My brotherly love, Jesus." And the third time Jesus used that same word as Peter was using, as friendship. "Peter, so do you love me as a friend, with brotherly friendship?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord. I love you as a friend. This is all I can give it to you. And this is enough for Jesus." This true confession of Peter, who sees who he is now. He doesn't say anymore, "Even if everyone else will leave you, I will give my life for you." No. He knows the truth about himself now. And he gives what he had, not too much. Just the friendship, just brotherly love. And this is again enough for Jesus to tell him, "Sheep my feet, sheep my lambs, be the shepherd of my church." And the charcoal fire, it is very important detail, because Peter betrayed Jesus near the charcoal fire. So he has very visible image of what happened a few days earlier. This place of darkness, of denial, of betrayal, when he said, "I don't know this man." And at this place, Jesus asked him about love. Jesus doesn't deny the past, doesn't say, "Nothing happened, let's just pretend everything is all right." No, it's not all right. He betrayed him, but he doesn't condemn him. He doesn't say, "Oh, you," let's not use any bad words. He asks him, "Do you love me?" And the question is for us to think about our charcoal fires, of those places when we betrayed Lord, when we denied him, when we say yes to temptations, to evil, to sin, how much we love to erase those memories from our life. Don't think that we can be so bad, that we can be so evil, that we can choose so much wrong things in our lives. Jesus doesn't want us to deny it, to forget about that, and just erase it from memory. It's part of who we are. It makes us real, as made Peter real before Jesus. So maybe we also need talk on prayer, take on prayer those places. And then Jesus asked us again, do you love me? And without pretending to be somebody better, to be somebody else, somebody more perfect, maybe we need also let him settle with us for just brotherly friendship, for the promise that I will do best till next time when I betray you again, Jesus. He will settle for your tears, knowing that the next closest occasions you may betray him again. But he is real, and he expects us to be real with him. So often we promise Jesus that we will, promise him moon and stars and just everything till next occasion when we fall in sin again. Jesus, I'll do my best. But I'm even not sure of that. This is when we are real before him. This is what also happened in confession. We come to confess our betrayal, we regret, we want better, but also we know very well that this better won't long very long, won't last very long time. And Jesus agrees for that. He settles for brotherly love. As much as we can give, this is all that we can give. Whatever we can give is enough for him. If we can be just real and true before him, so he can ask us again, do you love me? Even if your love is not so perfect, I still want your love. As much as you can love, this is enough. Because he is about relation with us, even if it's not best of all of relationships. And this event with Peter today at the breakfast, it shows us that what we often forget, that life, that your life is not about sin, that life is not meant to have in the center of my focus my sin. No, your life is about love. Imperfect, broken, sometimes homeless and lonely, but real. Your love and Jesus' love. Your life is not about sin. Your life is about risen Lord, who died for you, who loves you, who never give up on you. And his victory over our sins is real too. His love is real, his forgiveness is real. What is missing in this picture is me and you to be more real before him, to quit dreaming about becoming somebody whom I am not and whom I probably won't never become, to accept me, myself, as Peter accepted himself, so imperfect, so many times going away from Jesus, but being true before him. Finally, he says, I can offer you only just brotherly love, Jesus, brotherly friendship, not nothing else. And this is enough for Jesus to make him the shepherd of his church. So let's try to be more real before our God. He knows us anyway. It is we who just don't like ourselves and try to be somebody better. But this trying to be somebody else pulls us away from living our life truly, and also make us so often so judgmental towards others. We don't want to see how much imperfect we are, but easily we see how imperfect others are. It's because we are lacking the real presence before Lord. And hearing from him, I love you too. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. I love you anyway because I died for you as you are. This is why we are here at the most real breakfast of the world, receiving body and blood of our Lord. So let's be real here. Let's don't pretend. Tell him about us and let him love us as we are.